Mike Tagubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John chapter 6, verse 33 and 35. Beloved, Jesus Christ is the only one who can satisfy the hunger and the thirst of the human spirit. He is the only one who can give you the gift of eternal life. He is the only one who can transform and deliver you from the power of darkness and the power of Satan and the power of sin, and bring you into the family of God and make you a child of God and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. Only the Lord Jesus can do that, beloved. That's why every individual needs to believe in and receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Well, this is Bob Griggs, and it's our joy to be able to come to you again today to share the Word of the Living God. I invite you again to get your Bible or New Testament to turn with us to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. Remember, you go to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. In front of it are some short books. In front of that, you come to the book of Hebrews. In front of Hebrews are some more short books, and one of them is 2 Timothy chapter 3. And that's where we're going to begin our study today. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. Why should we study and read God's Word? Oh, beloved, reading and meditating on God's Word is profitable. It will make one successful and wise. Oh, yes, beloved, it will give you wisdom. Wisdom which will enable you to take truth and use it in the proper way to your life's success and purpose in living. And so we read here in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That is, the Holy Spirit of God was the one who inspired the men of God to write down the words of God. They were penned, they were the secretary that the Holy Spirit inspired and spoke through and wrote through the words of God. And the Word of God is profitable for doctrine, the basic truths of God's Word, for reproof, that is, opening our eyes to what is wrong, for correction, showing us how to live and correcting us so that we will do that which is right, for instruction in righteousness. It gives us instruction in right living, so that we will live according to God's will and plan and purpose for our life. For only God's way is the best way. Do you know why God has given us the Word of God? Do you know why God gives us commandments? It's because God's saying, don't hurt yourself. Did you know it's so we'll not hurt ourselves? We hurt ourselves every time we sin. We hurt ourselves every time we give in to listening to the whisperings of the demons of Satan and Satan himself. We hurt ourselves when we yield to sin and do that which is sinful and evil. God's not trying to cheat us out of something good. He's trying to keep us from something bad. And that's why he says, don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself, child. Don't give in to that temptation. Don't yield to that lust. Don't give in to that sinful craving and that evil appetite. Don't hurt yourself. God loves you, beloved. God loves me. And God wants us to walk in obedience to Him. And so He gives us instruction in right living, doing that which is right, so that our life will be fulfilled, so that our life will be meaningful, so that our life will have a purpose for living, and so that our life will have joy and will have fulfillment, completion, satisfaction, meaning. Oh, yes, beloved, all of this God desires for you and for me. And that's why God's Word is profitable. And that's why we need to get into the Word of God and to understand it, to study it, that the man of God may be perfect. And the word perfect does not mean sinless. As long as we're in these bodies, we're going to have to deal with sin because sin indwells this body, we're told in the book of Romans chapter 7. And the law of sin is at work within this body. And that's why this body is called the body of death, because this body is going to die, because the wages of sin is death. And God's going to deliver us from this body of sin. And as long as you live in this body, you're going to struggle with sin. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And you do not have to give in to sin. You do not have to yield to sin. You do not have to live under the control and dominion of sin, as Romans 6, 7, and 8 points out. But we've been liberated. We've been delivered. We've been set free through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can walk in victory to the glory, honor, and praise of Almighty God. Yes, beloved, reading God's Word is profitable. And for those of you who have an Old Testament and have a complete Bible, if you will go with me to the book of Joshua. It's the sixth book in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. God's Word and obedience to it make us successful. Here in Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, God was speaking to Joshua and preparing him to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. And in verse 7, God told Joshua, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, have good courage, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is all the law, according to all the law." To obey the Word of God is what he's saying here. To obey God's Word, Joshua. To do what God has said to do, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Like I told you, beloved, the commandments God gives us are the way God says, don't hurt yourself. Because breaking these commandments bring hurt and heartache and pain and suffering into our life. And so he says, turn not from it, from the Word of God, to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. You see, beloved, God's Word is profitable. You will prosper by obeying the Word of God. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. What was the book of the law? The first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. It's called the Pentateuch. These first five books of the law are called the Torah. This is words of instruction that God gave to the nation of Israel. And it's the basis upon which our beliefs are based. The commandments, the instructions, the truths given, beloved, are the basis for the truth of God's Word. That's why the law was given, not to save us, but to help us to see we needed a Savior. For the law, oh, beloved, we can't keep the law in our own ability and in our own strength. No man can fully obey the law of God. So why was it given? Romans tells us it was our schoolmaster, it was our teacher, it was to instruct us in sin, to help us to see what sin is, for correction, as we read over in 2 Timothy, to reprove us of sin, and to show us God's way, so that we would see we need Jesus as Savior. So that we would see we were a sinner, and needed to be saved and delivered from the bondage of sin. And so Paul, or rather, the writer of Joshua, says, this book of the law, God's word, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. This is Joshua 1, verse 8. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That is, think about it. Hide it in your heart. Consider it. And think about it. Let your thoughts be saturated with truth, beloved, for God's word is truth. We're told in John 17:17, Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. God's word is truth, beloved. And so we need to be saturated with the truth, so we can meditate upon the word of God and walk in obedience to God, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. You see, we're to obey God's word. We're to walk according to the truth of God's word. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then we will profit. And then thou shalt have good success. Then we'll be successful, beloved. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Oh, beloved, fear is not God's way. Fear comes from the enemy. Satan is the one who would have us to be fearful, who would have us to be afraid of what this person will say, of what that person will say, of what they will think. It's fear that would keep us from being a witness for Jesus Christ. It's fear that would keep us from being a testimony for the Lord. It's fear of what people will think or what people will say. And the Bible tells us the fear of man brings a snare. That's a word of instruction from the Lord, a word of instruction in righteousness and correction to walk in obedience to the Lord, to not be afraid, to not be fearful. And that's why God tells Joshua, obey my word. Do not be afraid. Be strong in the knowledge of the truth. Be courageous to do that which is right. Neither be thou dismayed. What does it mean to be dismayed? It means to be overcome with our circumstances. It means to be fearful and to be full of doubts and to be full of uncertainty and to be discouraged and downhearted. Oh, that's not God's will for us, beloved. God's will for us is to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, to put on the whole armor of God, that we might stand against the enemy, and having done all to stand, as the book of Ephesians chapter 6 tells us. Oh, beloved, get into the Word, that you'll grow thereby. Till next time, goodbye.